The following program is rated TV-MALV. It contains strong language and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Madison on Hell Sex with Hugh Hefner. He Wouldn't Move by Adriana Diaz. If you want what you want, then you want it. No one likes chores, but this one is especially dirty. Former Playboy Bunny and Girls Next Door star Holly Madison, 42, revealed that most of the gals in the mansion felt that having sex with Hugh Hefner was a chore. They tried to check off as quickly as possible. Madison teamed with fellow ex-playmate Bridget Marquette, 48, to start a new podcast, Girls Next Level, that premiered Monday. The two blonde bombshells lived with Hefner in the Playboy Mansion during the early 2000s and were often in the spotlight as two of his main girlfriends. In the first episode of the podcast, Madison speaks candidly about sleeping with the alleged notorious predator who died at 91 in 2017. And well, yeah, I guess a fucking alpha predator, he could just, hide in his mansion and prey on young starlets who were attracted to him like moths to a flame. None of the females were into it, like Sorry to Burst the Bubble Madison, who dated Hefner from 2001 until 2018, claimed. We thought of it as a chore that we had to do, or else we'd get kicked out of the house, she explained. And everybody just wanted to make it go by as quickly as possible. She's got some nice fake titties that the alleged predator bought for her. She also claimed that the famous sexed up old man would often not move during sex. Oh, fuck. That's a defeatist attitude. He wouldn't move. He would be like a bump on the log in the middle of the bed, Madison described. I can't explain to you guys how embarrassing that whole routine was, especially as we got later down the road when there would be like a lot of conflict with the other whores. I mean, girls. You're literally sitting there naked having sex in front of a group of people who hate you and talk shit while you're having sex and you can hear it. It was just like hell. Bitch, leave. Pack your trash bag full of clothes and get bounce. all these naked bitches standing around a room with a fucking half-dead motherfucker with a fucking Viagra-powered boner, and they just take turns riding him. While they're all, fucking bitch, look at, she doesn't even know how to work her hips. Wait till I get on top of you, if I'm going to make you feel better than she is. I mean, is that what's going on? Anyway, sorry. Whew, had to digress for that one. And we're back. Marquette, who dated Hefner from 2002 until 2009, also shared some behind-the-scenes details of what reportedly went on inside the mogul's private bedroom. I was shocked at how messy it was, she revealed. We walked in and it was just a disaster in there. The lights were out, but there were two giant TV screens in there that were playing porn. There's just so much junk. Then you get in his room and there's vibrators all over the bed, Marquette went on. It was just hoarder style. Imagine thinking you're this big player and you're bringing all these girls home and your room looks like shit, Madison chimed in. It's like the weird eccentric millionaire version of the guy with the mattress on the floor and a Pulp Fiction poster. Okay. The reality TV star also recounted her unsettling experience of being pressured into an orgy with Hefner and other playmates. I thought I would have a chance to see what was going on, see if I was comfortable with it, she said. I just remember feeling so gross and so used. I felt like this girl was being so nice to me and so welcoming, but really I was just another piece of meat for her to throw under him so she looks better. Allegations of the traumatizing horrors that went on behind the gates and closed bedroom doors of the Playboy Mansion during the height of its popularity have been exposed since the January debut of the 10-part A&E documentary, The Secret Life of Playboy. Oh, come on. But yet they just kept whoring. Whores are gonna whore. Yeah, you know, I mean, it is what it is. Like, I'm looking at a picture of him. There's, you know, I watched that show when I was back in the Matrix, and I was, again, as I mentioned, a Playboy subscriber for a couple of decades until I, you know, they all started coming out as being lesbians. You know, I was like, well, what am I doing fantasizing about getting on with this chick that isn't attracted to dudes? You know, I mean, that literally, their gender reveals fucked up my, objectification of them. Yeah, don't objectify me, check out these nude pics. Yeah, I dated a University of Texas co-ed who was going for her master's degree in social work and worked her way through college as a waitress in a watering hole where she wore tight jeans and t-shirts every day to work to, you know, solicit tips from her customers who were there to eat burgers, drink beer, and ogle her fucking body, you know. And then she would say something, don't objectify me. I was like, don't objectify you? That's how I met you. You were objectifying yourself. That's, and you attracted me to that. Fuck off, jive turkey bitch. Anyway, yeah, these whores, Come on. I mean, you could leave at any time. It's a 90-year-old dude. He was 80-something when she hooked up with him. So she's 20-something. He's 80-something. Now he's dead. And oh my God, it was horrific. It was terrible. We had to have orgies with this guy that just laid there. I mean, I've heard about it. You know, I watched I think most of that series. Yeah, there was a lot of terrible shit going on, but you know, he was using the mansion as a, you know, like imagine an Epstein type situation where, you know, all those actors, James Caan, Bill Cosby, fuck, who else? I can't remember. Oh, Dick Van Patten from Eight Is Enough. He used to frequent the Playboy Mansion, you know, that kind of shit. Those guys were in there to have sex with those broads in the magazines, whether they wanted it or not sometimes. But then once again, you know, if you go and hang out half naked at a pool with owned by a dude that has a fucking world-renowned skin rag, and there's actors running around with fucking boners bulging out of their fucking 80s tennis shorts, there's a good chance that you're going to end up getting it on with somebody, whether you want to or not, especially if you're boozing it up and fucking taking any of the pills that are being brought around on fucking silver platters or plowing your face into a pile of fucking cocaine. I mean, again, don't put yourself in those situations. But hey, who am I to judge? You know, whores are going to whore, huh? That's just what they do.
It's outrageous. I don't care what your position is. It's outrageous. And it's dangerous.
Fuck yourself! What's the trick?